I wouldn't think so at all, like, you know what I mean? Because we're just on our own journey inwards, like, you know what I mean? And it's about developing ourselves. Like, if you look around and you'll see women are on all these self-assert courses and everything in different areas in themselves, like, and women have a more deeper spirituality than men, a natural spirituality, because they're maternal and things like that, you know what I mean? And men find that difficult. Men find their own spirituality difficult to deal with. And what we're doing is that we have men who come together and discuss, like, you know, how they feel about life, what life means to them, what being a father means to them, what, you know what I mean, what being a husband means to them, what being, you know, and if you develop this spirituality that you have in a maternal way, even as a parent, you'll find that that you'll have a deeper relationship even with your wife, or a deeper relationship with your children. There's different aspects, layers to your life. You know what I mean? There's the spiritual layer, there's your job out there. But what we are developing, and as we get older, I think, we think about this more. Because even in other cultures throughout the world, they think a lot more about this. In India, for instance, there's one sect of the Hindus or something. As men get older and they've reared their families, they've did their job, they go off out into the desert to find themselves. Like, and that's what we're about. That's what our spirituality is about, finding our true selves.
Do you think then that it's only suitable for older men, or would younger men benefit from it as well?
Yeah. Lots of younger men are deeply spiritual. I've met lots of young men in my time. I was a manager of a football team. I've met lots of young fellas that are deeply spiritual. It's there. It was always there in me. It was to bring it out. But there was there's a shyness in bringing it out, because it's not the hip thing to do. You have to go in and get drunk. They'll talk about things when they're drunk, and we will all do that. I've done that. Like, everybody, every man has done that. He'll talk about all these personal things, about the birth of his child, about the, you know, how joyful it is. You know, it's for young men. I've a young nephew, like, you know, had a baby. His wife had a baby last week. I've never seen a guy so ecstatic about it. Like, in my generation, or going back to my, people didn't get excited about these things. I got excited when my children were born. He got so excited about his daughter being born. And it was a beautiful thing. That, to me, is a spiritual thing. You know what I mean? Because it's life. It's real life. They created this life. They're going to nurture this life. That's what it is. And to me, it's about nurturing. That's what it is. It's about nurturing, you know, nurturing the people around us, or whatever. Trying to be as best we can, you know. Yeah.
Do you think it's harder for young men today? I mean, you mentioned how you, you got excited about your own children, but maybe that wasn't quite the norm. But today, men are expected to play a very different role than they would have played in the past. Do you think it's quite difficult for them to adopt these new expectations that maybe women have of men?
Somehow, I don't think it's harder for men today, because I think younger men today are more involved. Like, you know what I mean? They're more involved in the rearing of their children, because both partners are working, so they probably have to leave their child to the creche. They're picking the child up, or they take a day off and they spend the day with. It's not harder, and they're involved in their household. Now, but there's probably men that are not involved and leave their wives at home, and, like, There was some sort of study done in America, I believe, now, and I can't put my finger on this, but I just heard it, like, that where both parents are working, that sometimes the children are better adjusted, because they're getting the attention of both parents at different periods, the full attention. And where the one parent is looking after the children, you know, as the mother was, you know, because if you go back to years ago, the mother probably looked after the children, but then when the child was growing up, he went out with the father. He went to work on the farm with the father. I'm talking about industrialization and that. They were together with their father. You know what I mean? Because the parents were all there together. But now, with the Industrial Revolution and everything like this, the fathers are gone. They're at home at night. And particularly nowadays, managers and everything will find about you in bank or in big business or anything like that. they hardly see their children. They have to make nearly appointments with their children to see them. They're up at 6:30 to shower. They have a whole list of things that they do every day. But is that life? You know what I mean? You have only a certain lifespan. And, like, if you don't get in touch with your own true feelings and how much you care for your offspring,